Let me tell you who we have. So we got Dorothy. She's here, Dorothy Schick. She runs the Facebook study group. She's an instructor based in Oregon. And I know her through a person who used to work for us, Jonathan. And so she runs that Facebook study group, which you should join. There's a link that you're going to get later for it. It's been growing pretty good. So she's been doing this a long time. She knows what's up. And I got Rex Scholl here. He's from Ogden, Utah. And he's both a glider and an airplane CFI. I didn't know that until he updated his thing, which is good. And he does a lot of work with the EAA and the Salt Lake City FISDO fast team. So that's pretty good. So now he's working on CFII. But he's also co-runs the Facebook study group with Dorothy there. And I got Greg. Greg's been around for a while. He's an Arizona-based CFI, and he wrote the Savvy Flight Instructor and the Turbine Pilot's flight manual and some other things. So he's got really solid methods. I like him. Well, I like them all, but anyway, just so you know. And I don't see Colton here, but if he is here, we'll bring him in. And then there's me. So I'm Florida-based in both San Francisco.
The single biggest focus I've developed over the years is on empowerment. In other words, that the student, as much as possible, I want them to be the PIC. Now, that's going to change over the course of the lessons, right? But
I think Greg Brown is a master instructor. Yeah. I can tell that right off the bat, because I, you know, what he said there is exactly what I repeat over and over. I call it incremental mastery, which is as soon as somebody has full control of something and they understand it, I turn it over to them. It's theirs. I don't touch that again. I may, you know, nuance it a little, but that's your part. And, you know, our job as flight instructors is actually to get out of the plane.
Make a case. And I tell CFIs or people, like when I was a CFI actively working for private pilot or whatever, my rates were always higher than anybody else's. I made it that way. And like by a lot, like by $30, $40 an hour. I said, let me show you something. I put down a spreadsheet and I say, I'm going to be able to finish you in about this much time. This person, this brand new person over here, is $30 less an hour than me. They're going to finish you in this amount of time. So,
can I just go back to one thing we were talking about, the experience level of new instructors? And one thing, and then this goes back to the ancient days when I learned, we had to do 100 mile, 300, our long cross country was 300 miles.
Correct.
For private pilot. And obviously that's been shortened now. I'm seeing now a lot of instructors who want to go that they want their that cross country for their student to be more than 50, like 50.5. Can we get by with that? Which is literally next door in a, as far as an airplane goes, right? Most of us could go know the whole area that we've driven in our hometown or wherever we happen to be. I've seen this, that new pilots are afraid to go much further once they get their private, because gosh, what could be out there? And
yeah, so one thing that I think, I'm going to post an article in the chat here that you guys can read, and it says tailwheel, it's not just about the rudder dummy. So anyway, it's a pretty funny article, but it's specifically about tailwheel instructing, but it applies to trike just as much. But something that you can do to teach crosswinds, and I've seen this in the King's video as well, is where you just come down and you, you know, follow center line and you have that longitudinal alignment. I call that point with the pedals, and then you drift with the ailerons. So this is across the runway, and then this is pointing down at the end of the runway. And so something that I do, you know, and I don't know that
so far. Well, I mean, I thought it was very productive. And I think the essence of it was that, you know, getting it's the experience shining through, right? It's like, how do I let the student learn? What's the best way to let the student learn? And it is by letting them fly, letting them have the controls and transitioning the pilot command abilities to them, you know, as they're able to do it, and not jumping on the controls and not making sure that we create enough experiences for them to be able to get out of flying what it's supposed to be, and not create these people walking through a world with 10 hours of solo who are afraid of their own selves. So that's really bad. So we don't want that. So get really good quality instruction. And anybody here could do it. You know, anybody. There's plenty of place on SAFE's website. You can find plenty of people who can do that, but get experience. And if you want to go cheap, I mean, you could, maybe your friend is a CEO, whatever, but get someone looking out for you on top of that, right? Yeah, there you go. Make sure someone, a really experienced person is guiding you or helping you every so often to say, let me do a stage evaluation check or something for someone. We find that to work out okay. All right, well, I will thank everybody for showing up. It's 1 o'clock now. I need to close it out, but what we'll do is we'll close it out just for now, and I will open back up the room here in a second and let let people ask their questions. So thanks very much for all of your comments. They were all like perfect. So let's
thanks say for it. Having us, Mike.
You bet. So we'll go here in a little bit.
Welcome to my room. Miami.